We have some very special guests, and in fact we have Daniel Huey and Joanna Guzmao, respectively director and producer of Snakeskin, here for the international documentary section. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Grazie.
Prego. So, I'll let you speak for once. Just go for it and illustrate for me and for the audience what Snakeskin is about.
Snakeskin is about a period of history in Singapore, right before independence, where there was a huge film industry in Singapore, and at the same time there was, it's about also the political situation at the time, right before independence. And it's basically made out of memories of people from the time, slightly fictionalized and performed by other people. And these memories sometimes intersect and sometimes they don't. And, you know, I want to talk about how the part of history still continues or is completely cut off, forgotten today. So, yeah.
it kind of also develops into this... It almost goes beyond Singapore as well. You know, you have this sort of constant sense of asking the same... I mean, trying to remember it, you know, trying to have those memories maybe told by your grandparents or people that you knew or your neighbors about your country and how to actually reflect history in the long time. And in fact, I really like the fact that, you know, we find out that it's 2066 Singapore. So it's just all this, you know, the present, his past as well. That's the sort of interrelation. And how you kind of juggled between those memories and also the visuals that we have is almost a constant correspondence, not just about, you know, the memory teller and us, but also about the audio and the video.
Well, it was really important to me that to see how, you know, history is either embodied or totally disembodied today in the landscapes and, you know, in the psychic landscapes of people too. So a lot of the film is made up of, the images of the sites where all these, you know, historical events happened and how they changed or how they didn't change. And also I wanted to... Because the film is also about the present, I wanted to have people from the present playing people from the past and how that reflects or doesn't reflect history. So it was very important for me that sound and image wasn't completely in sync all the time. Because sometimes we embody history and sometimes it's completely forgotten. So I wanted to see that relationship literally and hear that relationship literally.
And also always about the idea of history telling and not just storytelling. There's a specific order that we have into these memories. How much did you feel, you know, the importance of actually putting the order that you decided at the end for the editing? How long it took as well, this sort of process, to finally get the right cut for this sort of history tale? History tale.
Well, the editing was actually pretty quick.
All right.
The first 2 weeks was terrible because I've never made a film like this before and I was trying to find a form. So it was really hard for me to, you know, go from day to day to find the next scene and the next shot and the next story. But then once I fell into it, like, the rhythm just came and, you know, I tell people this is the first cut of the film that I made and... I liked it enough and I didn't change much.
Well, that's incredible. I was expecting that you probably passed, I don't know, 4 or 5 months just to try and get the right one. But yeah,
but the writing of the stories and, you know, trying to make them all fit together actually took, you know, like a year or 2 years to get everything together. So that part took a long time, but the editing was surprisingly quick actually.
And so actually you started from the blank page, so it was all about first the writing process and then kind of joining and syncing the images, or you also were driven by specific images to then put them into these sort of stories? You know, you had also some visuals before actually writing.
Well, it was all happening at the same time. I was also doing research at the same time and gathering stories from people that I met, you know, and people that I interviewed. Some people didn't want to be in the film, so that's a big reason why I decided to fictionalize their stories and get other people to play it. But a lot of it was bringing, like, all the images I had, well, I knew I wanted to have, and, you know, the stories and plus the history and mm-hmm. the sound all together. And that part took a while to conceive, I think.
Of course, of course. And also we have Joanna here. She's the producer, one of the producers.
One of the producers.
And I'd like also to know, especially because it's a very challenging film. I mean, from the product, from the actually directing perspective, it's really challenging, as you said. I'm very, very surprised for the editing side, but that's also great that sometimes the first cut is the good one. But on the actual production level, what was your challenges? And how you teamed up? How long was the process? Just tell us.
This is a not exactly normal production process for us, because we the Portuguese side of the production is the we accompany did actually the post production with Daniel. So BTM, who is not here, is from Singapore, mm-hmm. was actually the person who was involved more in the production side, although Daniel is a very easy guy to work with. He's very free. He shoots very quickly. So he's like the pearl of all directors. But in terms of production, it was very... Because Daniel was in Doc Lisboa last year, mm-hmm. and he won the prize for his film. So the prize was post-production. So he had to do the post-production in Portugal. And we met last year for very briefly, and we got along, and he contacted our new and recently founded production company, and we started working. So, and we saw the film, and the biggest challenge for me as a Portuguese person, because this film is very Singaporean, was to think about how can we make this an international, have an international travel, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but I think it's going very well. But as you said, it's like, it's not only about Singapore, so yeah. For us, it was the biggest challenge, and I hope it goes well and people get it.
I mean, but of course, also because, you know, the first kind of challenge that you set yourself on was on making international. Well, we are in Turin, so already Italy's here, and I'm pretty sure it's going to go around. And for the internationality of it, I should probably cite also your collective 13 Little Pictures, because one of your buddies actually is in the competition section. So there you go, Georgie Kav, with as you were. Yeah. So I'm really glad to hear that collectives really work. And guys, thank you very much for being with us, for Daniel and Joanna, and best of luck, of course, for Snakeskin. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.